When I was 13 or so, I knew about schools of fish and gaggles of geese, but then I read a little book called An Exaltation of Larks by James Lipton. And ever since, I have loved obscure collective nouns, all these actual words that seem like something from a poem or a piece of fiction. A parliament of owls, an ostentation of peacocks, a smack of jellyfish, and so many more. So a couple of weeks ago, I challenged you to come up with new nouns for new types of people, including yoga instructors, venture capitalists, and hipsters. We got more than 300 submissions, thank you, which is to say thousands of nouns. And now I am very pleased to welcome the judge of our challenge, Mr. James Lipton himself. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
So most people know you as the theater professor who's hosted Inside the Actor's Studio on TV for 20 years. But you were a pretty serious etymologist way before that. How did An Exaltation of Larks come to be back in the 1960s?
Well, like you, I knew about a gaggle of geese and a host of angels. One day I said to myself, wait a minute. Why is it a pride of lions? A pride of lions is perfect, but inappropriate. You wouldn't think that it would matter. And so I began this search. The search took years and led me finally to the deepest environs of the British Museum, where I finally got my hands on the Book of St. Albans, 1486, which is one of the seminal sources. And there they were. And I found a school of fish and a pack of dogs and a litter of pups and so forth. Those were all, remember, in those days, these were books of courtesy. And that is to say, gentlemen had to know these terms because what did a gentleman do?
Hunt.
He hunted.
Yeah.
He didn't do much else.
Yeah.
And so he had to know the difference between a flock of sheep and a nest of vipers and a herd of elephants, a skulk of foxes, a leap of leopards, a watch of nightingales, a charm of finches. I fell in love at that moment.
A
shrewdness of apes. That's poetry.
An unction of undertakers.
Ah, that's mine.
Yes, I know.
That is when
I didn't believe that had a 500-year history.
No, but you've put your finger on it. In the same list, 1486, a superfluity of nuns, a discretion of priests, an eloquence of lawyers, a rascal of boys, a herd of harlots, a rage of maidens, an incredulity of cuckolds. They were playing a game then, and that's when I began to play the game. And so over the years, when I came back, I invited my friends, most of whom are writers, to invent their own. We had parties where we invented them, and up came a pound of Englishmen, a pint of Irishmen, a fifth of Scots, a muse of cat houses, which was given to me by Neil Simon. Then I thought about doctors. What about doctors? A handful of gynecologists, a rash of dermatologists, a pile of proctologists, a hive of allergists, an unction of undertakers, and in a larger group, an extreme unction of undertakers.
That's perfect.
I was going mad with this stuff. Now, I had piled them all up on my desk just for fun. And then a friend of mine, who was at that time a publisher, one night we were having dinner. I said, do you remember that game we played at my mother's house one night? Yes. I said, I'd like to make a book. And frankly, it's my letter to the world.
And we're continuing the game here on Studio 360. Let's go through our categories.
Oh, right.
And you can tell us which ones you thought
were
the best.
I made my choices.
Okay.
I'm committed.
Shall we begin with opera goers?
Opera goers. Well, these are pretty good. I rather liked them. A box of opera goers came close, but then a ring of opera goers.
Capital R.
Yeah, sure, because they sit in a ring at the opera house. And so, therefore, a ring of opera goers does it.
And that – several people submitted that. James Penhoff from Jakarta, Indonesia, as well as Wilson Goodson from North Carolina. Let's move on to conceptual artists.
I decided that because conceptual artists can be a little bit difficult to understand sometimes, although they understand perfectly well what they're doing and they're excellent at it, an enigma. An enigma of conceptual artists does it for me.
And that was provided by Mary Strong Jackson of Santa Fe, New Mexico. Trekkies.
Trekkies. I decided a deck of Trekkies.
I'm with you. That was my first choice.
Sure.
And that was by somebody called Exo Canad. I'm thinking that's a Canadian who wants to give us love. the next category is DJs.
DJs. This one was easy. A rave of DJs, absolutely.
And we had two people who gave us that, Jenna from Virginia and Jeffrey Rudell from New York City. Venture capitalists.
Venture capitalists. These were interesting. A gecko, of course, comes immediately to mind. A leverage. A bubble isn't bad. but and a pyramid for some of the more unscrupulous of them. But I think that really the way things are going these days, it's a hedge of venture capitalists.
And that was from Stephen Wanta of New York, as well as Richard from Pageland, South Carolina. IT guys.
Okay, this was a tie for me, but am I allowed a tie?
You're allowed a tie.
Okay. I love a cloud of IT guys, but I'm also very inclined to an Alt-Command-Control-Shift of IT guys. If I had to choose between the two of them, I'd choose that.
I'm with you. I'm with you. And that one, the Alt-Command-Control-Shift of IT guys, is by Greg Benson of Athens, Georgia. And no fewer than five people suggested a cloud of IT guys, so they are going to have to receive their glory online only. Hipsters.
I went for a vintage of hipsters.
You and I are, again, I've circled it. There
I am.
Are
you surprised?
I'm not. Josh Weinberger provided a vintage of hipsters. Indie filmmakers, a world you know.
Yeah, it's a world I know and a world I respect. And so I decided it should be a festival of indie filmmakers. That's where they usually turn up.
How positive and lovely. And this was our single most popularly suggested one, a festival of indie filmmakers. We have seven people who suggested
that. Good for the seven.
It's good for the seven, exactly. All right, critics.
I like a pan of critics.
And that was done by three different people, Karen Fegley of Boston, Mass., Rico from Philadelphia, and Greg Benson from Athens, Georgia. And finally, yoga instructors.
And finally, yoga instructors. I liked Glow. Posture, I thought, was too on the nose. A tangle of yoga instructors, I don't think they're tangled at all. They seem to be very serene in their positions. A contortion, I think they would disagree. So I didn't think that we had really all the goods on this one. But certainly when they sit down and address you and clasp their hands, they are a salutation of yoga instructors.
And that was from Ira D. in Houston. Well, that was pretty great. How, if you had to on the spur of the moment, since one of the things that you and I each do is interview people, what would be a collective noun for interviewers? The one I thought of.
Good. I want yours first.
A moment ago was a wind of interviewers, or perhaps an impertinence of interviewers.
How about a babble?
A babble of interviewers. I'll go with that.
Sounds like gaggle, doesn't it?
It does indeed. James Lipton, thank you so much.
It is my pleasure. Anytime I get to talk about An Exaltation of Larks, think about it or share it with somebody who understands it as well as you obviously do. I'm in heaven.
James Lipton is the author of An Exaltation of Larks and the host of Inside the Actors Studio. You can see all of the winners and runners-up at studio360.org. Thank you to everybody who sent us their collective nouns. They were so excellent, in fact, we may just have to do this again and again and again and invite James Lipton back and turn this into a familiarity of dead horses if we keep beating it like that. Thank you very much.
I'm in heaven.